4 CBA Mobile.
And Gerald TR Stationary.
Well, Mr. Stationary, how are you doing today, sir?
Just sitting around vegetating, not doing much. Got the kids off this morning. They just landed in Michigan. Had a real nice visit and a bunch of wonderful food.
That sounds good. I'm glad all that worked out good, and I know the food was good. We had some good food too, boy, I tell you. Woo! But anyway, and in fact, we're still eating some leftovers, and it is good. But anyway, you'll never guess where I'm headed.
Three guesses. To play tennis. I happen to get it right.
It would be a negative. You're wrong on all three counts. Oh, me. Well, this is an anomaly, I guess. But anyway, I'm going to the dry cleaners. Can you believe it? Yes. I do have a life outside of tennis, and it's the dry cleaner, so the secret is out.
Since when? I mean, I've never heard you have a life outside of tennis. Oh, we went to Aldi's, Sprice, and Walmart this morning. The chickens out there, wow. Talk about, we had 5 1/4 inches of rain. It's a muddy mess.
I reckon so. 5 1/4. Wow. So are we anywhere caught up? Because they were showing that we were in a drought situation here. So I hadn't been keeping up with all that on the news.
I imagine it's, you know, getting close. You know, Chris Justice said way early in the month, he says, by the time the end of the month gets here, we should be out of the drought. I don't think he's too far off, Dave, but we were quite a ways behind.
Yeah, the last hour was like 5 or 6 inches, but anyway. Oh, me. Well, the traffic's not too bad on Wade Hampton. It's moderate to heavy, I guess, but it's at least... the only crazy one out here is me, so at least at this point in time, just don't tell anybody and they won't freak out. But anywho, and, you know, old Santa didn't bring me a thing for ham radio. Of course, I really wasn't expecting it, but, I got these banana-shaped things for my tennis shoes. They're supposed to absorb odor. Now, I'm not sure what my wife is telling me with that gift, but I'm going to use them anyway.
Good luck on that. I got off key here. I was watching some guys hijack a ship belonging to an Israeli billionaire over here. Oh, shoot. They got video of it. But, well, that's good, Dave. I didn't get anything particular. I got a recliner. What do you call that, Bernice? That chair. A rocker recliner for my present.
You say you got a recliner?
It wasn't really for Christmas. We ordered it a couple months ago and it come in. I said, well, that's my Christmas present. It's a rocker recliner to replace a chair we had. And I give the other one to the kids here in town. And Bernice had one just like it. And I like it. So I got me one, too.
Dang, why not? Well, I'm sitting here at the cleaners. And evidently they're going to bring me out my stuff here in a minute. But anyway, so you got two recliners. Dang. Oh, we know who's got the money.
rocker recliners. They're separate chairs, and down in the basement. And I really like it. It's a nice chair.
Sorry about that. They're hanging up my clothes in the back seat there for me. Well, I got my antenna where I want it, and I can tune up on 10, and I can tune up on 80, so, and everything in between, so I'm happy. I tell you, it's doing a much better job on HF.
Boy, there was a real crack of lightning the other morning up here. Gee, Manny. But it didn't get anything, knock on wood. And I've been off a little while, but I got several nice ones last night. And one of them, just for the heck of it, the Ukraine. I've worked several Ukrainians lately. And when you look it up on QRZ, it says address not given.
I apologize, Tom. I got about half of that or less. I was driving around the building, and I lost the repeater about 80% of the time. I was moving around the building there. I was trying to get away from it, but you have to go around it to get back out on way to Hampton.
Quite a bit of traffic out there today. I didn't really think there would be. I'm glad your antenna's working. I got confirmation from Malawi on 160 meters, which DX on 160 is about the worst thing in the world to get. And then Switzerland, New Zealand on 10 meters, French Polynesia on 12 and 17, Turkey on 40, Israel, Honduras, Bosnia, Hawaii, Bulgaria, and Sardinia, and a bunch of other down here in the Caribbean is pretty easy to work, but got a few good ones. Those are just the confirmed ones, but actually, that guy in Ukraine didn't give any address on him, you know, because obviously he might get shot at. I did hear one from Liechtenstein last night, but only briefly. But, I've got quite a few good ones recently, but whenever there's storms around, it really, a lot of static. In the atmosphere.
That's it. I mean, I'm not complaining about the rain, but we've had our share of it the last few days, and I guess the thing about rainy days is, especially, I don't know, it seems like it's worse for me when it's cold and rainy. It's kind of depressing and all that, and my family's taking me out for my birthday this evening, because that's when they can get together. My birthday's actually tomorrow, but don't tell anybody. Oh, me. Another trip around the world.
Well, happy birthday and hello, Tom, KG4LFL.
Happy birthday, David, and 4DKC. Birthday, David. And we got a birthday present, too, by golly.
Well, I appreciate the accolades there, and, gosh, I don't know who to turn it over to. I don't want to turn it over to Tom. Somebody pick it up, KB4CPA.
Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy, and then Jerry, and then pass it back to Dave, and back over to me, I guess, since you're OTR.
Hello, Jerry. Glad to hear all of you. I know I ain't been on the radio in a while. I've just been busier as a one-armed paper hanger, running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Hi. I just wanted to jump in there and say happy birthday to Dave and say hello to you, Tom. And now I get to say hi to Jerry. Jerry, how are things going with you, sir? N4DJC in the group, KG4LSL.
I mean, not bad. I've been better, but I got some surgery coming up in February. Hopefully that's going to resolve one of my issues anyway, and I think I might be on the road for recovery then. Everything else looks pretty good. I still feel fine, but hopefully this thing's going to resolve one of my issues anyway. Got a whole lip procedure going to be done by a guy that's actually at Prisma in Greer now, but he was in Indianapolis, and he was training another guy that developed that brought the procedure to the United States from New Zealand back in the 90s, and this guy also trained fellowship doctors for this thing, so he's done about 1,000 of them, so I feel pretty comfortable. I'm going to go ahead and get it done, be done with it. And Tom, they go ahead and test everything when they remove the tissue, so but they take probably about 90% of it out. It's not quite as radical as like a simple prostatectomy, but it's still, since they don't have to do any incisions or anything, it's just if you get over in there early, if you get discharged the same day, but sometimes it's overnight.
Let me see if I got it here. Yeah, well, I hope for you that's, they'll send you home the same day and you'll have a swift recovery there and good prognosis. Any surgery's minor unless it's yours and if I'm having surgery, it's major, Oh, me. But you, I hope you do well there. And it's good to talk with all of y'all. I'm going to jump out. I'm sitting here in the driveway, and I guess, Tom, you pick it up. And 73 Zoll, Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.
Oh, always great to hear you, Dave. And you have a good day. And before you come up and visit me again, check out and make sure those odor reducers in your feet work okay. Had to throw that one out there. Jerry, wish you all the luck in the world. And I don't know exactly what procedure you're having, but hopefully it'll work out. Sounds like you got some top-notch people there. And that's what counts. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Everything works out great. I'm sure it will. Yeah, any surgery is a major surgery. I don't care how minor they say it is. But yeah, it's good to hear you guys in here, Dave. Have a great day today. And all you guys as well. I have got to jump out of here. I'm about to the Sprawl Mart. And got to go and hand them some money. So we can eat. So I'm going to jump out of here and say 73's guys, and I'll be on the radio probably sometime later on this week. 73, KG4LFO.
Good hearing from you. Hadn't heard you in a while. Have a good afternoon. Talk to you later. Jimmy, nice to hear you. So, Derek, tell me what you're going to have done. What that is they can go in, it used to be called, it's similar like a TURP procedure, which is the removed tissue from the prostate from the inside. But this uses a holium laser deal, and it kind of cauterizes as it goes, reduces the bleeding, that sort of thing. It's basically removing prostate tissue. It's not a treatment for cancer, because they don't think I have cancer, but it's just, so I'm in retention now, so I'm having to catheterize 5 times a day, and that'll stop that. So, may take a little getting used to after having to do that for a while. I just need to stop using those catheters. Those things are just a pain in the butt to deal with. You can go about 4 hours between doing it, and then there's always a chance of introducing infection and that sort of thing. It's just not very convenient. Of course, there's some side effects from the other one that, may take a little time to get worked out, but at least they take about 90% of it. It's kind of like corn and orange. They go from the
They go from the inside out, outside in, and leave the core of it there. But the thing about this particular procedure, if you got a large prostate like mine, which is about 119 milligrams, that's big. That's about, you should be about 40, maybe 30 or 40. And some of those other procedures don't work. The only one that does is like a simple prostate removal, like similar to what they do when they do cancer surgery, where you use robotic and go in and split you up and that sort of thing. This one's just you know, a transurethral procedure. They still put you in general anesthetic. It takes about an hour to do it, but it's not. It has near the drawbacks as any of the other ones, and plus it, once you have that done, you don't have to have it redone again either. And again, they are able to check all the tissues removed, and they are able to check the tissue for any prostate cancer either.
Like an excellent thing to do, by golly. Boy, you hate to go through any of that. Like Larry says, there is no minor surgery. I don't care what it is. You know, when they're messing around inside of you. I hope I don't have to have any more. Although I would go through that ultrasound one that you told me about. I'm going to ask about it in February. I got an infection in my eye now, and I can't seem to get rid of it. Whatever's making it smart. So I got to go in on January 5th and see what's going on. They give me some antibiotics and some prednisone, but it's still, you can't hardly touch my right eye. Don't look that bad, and it's not bothering me that bad, but boy, you don't want to. Oh, I went out back this morning and had a couple of trespassers there in the trees, and I went out and fed the animals out back. Bernice had a bunch of leftover bones and stuff. We had barbecued ribs last Saturday, and I always take them down to the animals. And I guess I got to go out here in a little bit and feed and water the chickens. So I watered them this morning. But that wind was blowing so much from the northeast that you just couldn't keep it out of the pen. And we got a screen door we're going to put up on one side of it, and maybe that'll help things out. The kids just sent me a text a few minutes ago, and they landed back in Michigan, so that was good to hear.
Hey, y'all had a good Christmas. I was good. Christmas Eve was really good, and then Christmas Day I spent helping put together chairs and gaming tables and putting up mirrors and shelves and stuff like that for the granddaughter, so for Christmas stuff. So I spent most of the afternoon after I ate, I spent most of the afternoon assembling stuff. My back was absolutely killing me. Yesterday, and when I got back, and I took one time off yesterday, took one day, and I feel like I'm back to normal. But my left hip still gives me trouble, even though I fell on it a year ago. But they said it takes about 6 months to a year for that, all that stuff to heal in there. Where it just didn't have a break or anything, but they call it a bone marrow edema, and it's, you know, it's just, you may have some pain from it from time to time. And I was sitting in the floor, and the old man can't sit in the floor on his tail anymore for any length of time without having some kind of problem with it time to time in 0TRN4DJC.
Can have our own Geritol net between all of us on here. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I can't sit down either. I get leg cramps, yeah, a lot of times, and it just really ticks me off. Well, the granddaughter come down with them. She's going to Ohio State and majoring in some kind of, I forget the name of it, some kind of management. Well, she's due to graduate. Operations manager, and she's just wonderful, and always, except she's a slob, and you can't even walk in the room back there in that bedroom when she's here for clothes sewed in the floor, you name it. If that was my daughter, oh, they'd be seeing the master at arms every day. and that was me when they were growing up. I let it get to a point, and then it got squared away, as we used to say in the Navy. But this girl, they don't even try to make her conform. And she always keeps the door shut, and I don't even look.
Granddaughters, she went from one room to two rooms. She got stuff, but she does clean up and wash clothes and pack and do stuff like that. She's just 13. She really helped us out on putting assemblies and stuff. She goes to one of those STEM schools over there, and they're teaching her how to do robotics and other things too, in addition to other things. So she's got a fair amount of mechanical ability for a 13-year-old kid. And she was putting the desk and the chair together, following the directions, and she did a really good job. I was real proud of her. Grandson's 11. He's not quite, I mean, he could do it. It takes a lot of, some of those things just take, they're heavy. It takes a lot of strength to hold them up, and he's not quite there with that yet. But I want to mention something to you, Tom. Let me let this thing drop. I think you'd find interesting. I mean, it's probably not down your alley, but anyway, Electcraft, and I know you're familiar with those guys that make a lot of QRP radios, they came out with November, they introduced a handheld, basically. It's got a built-in antenna tuner, built-in internal charger. It's 5 watts, though. It's got an antenna, telescoping antenna, like a handheld, like the old handheld radios used to have years ago. And it's a 5-band CW-only transceiver. And they sold out of those things. They're much sold out. Those things were $1,100 a piece. They sold out 200 or 300 units. They announced it at Pacificon, and right now they're having to stop because they don't have parts. You know, some of those Electcraft radios, you have to wait 6 months to get them. But they are built in the United States and California. They're not built somewhere else. But you'll have to look at that thing when you get a chance online. It's called an Electcraft KH-1.
Is that Electcraft? I know a lot of guys that have got those K3s and now the K4s, and they get them, and you can get them two ways. That's assembled or unassembled, and then you got to put the boards in it and all.
Yeah, well, the K4s, those things are like $3,000 now. They're all assembled. I think they used to make a small QRP one that you could get a kit or get it assembled. This thing is, well, it only weighs about 13 ounces. It's not very big at all. But that people use it for these soda expeditions, you know, when they get up on these mountaintops, it's perfect for that. And, of course, they run a little counterpoint. I've seen videos of people use them. It's just CW only, no single sideband. You can receive single sideband, but you can't transmit anything with CW. It's got a built-in keyer and, like I said, antenna tuner for, you know, random wire or whatever, and then it's got a built-in deal for the telescope and whip, too. But it's an interesting thing. If I were real active, I wouldn't mind trying one of those. But that thing is absolutely, when I saw how much it was, it absolutely flabbergasted me. I cannot believe how expensive it was. I thought it'd be $500 or $600 anyway. When it comes up to $1,100, that's a lot of money for a QRP handheld transceiver.
Life's too short for QRP, as they say. No, I'm not really that interested in it, but I think that's wonderful. I would not have thought that was sold out that quick, because all these youngsters want to do now, and even some of the older guys, is FT4, FT8, and essentially the computer does it all. And with those things you're talking about, that takes a little elbow grease to learn how to use those, and that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. I work them if I hear them. I work parks on the air, voice on the air, and then the youth on the air has been on this weekend. Some I worked a few of those overseas, you know, or anywhere for that matter. But yeah, I used to know a guy out in Colorado that did that up in the mountains, and he carried his stuff on his back up the mountain and then transmitted. Ariel, NY4G's done a lot of that, and he designed his own antennas, and he's got a Go kit and all of that, and his is beautiful. He's one of the finest woodworkers I ever known in my life. And he's got it all mounted in wood case, you know. But when he goes up in the mountains, he takes it out and puts it in the... He actually weighs the stuff by the grams, you know, how much weight it is before they go up on these peaks, you know, the different summits on the air, I guess it is. And that's wonderful, especially with people having heart trouble and that, and they still do it. But a little beyond my scope right now, Jerry.
Not mobile enough to do that anymore. I used to do a lot of that years ago, but I'm just not capable of doing all that climbing and stuff. And it was interesting. I mean, they just meant to see it. It was just one of those deals. You sit down in a chair somewhere, flip it out, and the gears are attached, and CW on it. And of course, in Savannah, New Hampshire, don't know CW because it's not on the test anymore. And the guy that developed this thing is a guy that came up with the NorCal and that Sierra Nevada little small tiny transceivers, 1 watt transceivers back years ago. He's the one that helped design this thing. He said this is something he'd been wanting to do since he started put on radios 40 years ago or whatever. It is pretty interesting though, but just like I said, it's just I had an Argonaut, didn't take Argonaut at 5 watts. This thing does put out 5 watts too, by the way. And I've worked a lot of stations with that, but it is really, you know, unless the band is open, you know, you might as well, you know, pack it up. Yeah, that radio will not do FT8 either. That's what people want, because like I said, so many people just don't know the code and don't want to learn it. And I understand that, but it is a good way to communicate. I think it's something, you know, I'm kind of traditional about that. I like hearing CW, and I can still read probably 14, 15 words a minute, I guess. And one of the things, I'm left-handed, one of the things I did, I could send with either hand. On a keyer. But it was just interesting they came out with something like that, even though CW is not as popular as it once was. I think a lot of guys are just buying one and then they say, I'm going to learn CW just to be able to use that rig.
So, well, that's really good to hear. And let me see, Shane, he's really doing great with his CW. And has worked quite a few of them lately, here and overseas. He worked one in the Indian Ocean the other day in 4ZLK. And I'm proud of what he's done. It's an effort. And when I get disgusted is whenever they get a de-expedition going, and then these guys with these code copiers sit there, and then they just push their little button on their radio that sends and their call, and then they push another one and sends a 599, and that's the size of it. But when they do that, they just sit there and they don't send it, and then listen, they'll just keep pushing that button over and over and over and over and over. And then people start getting mad, and people start swearing, and people start intentionally interfering. And it's just a pain. But I don't need that many of them anyways, Jerry, so I'll go up there now and then and just listen and listen and listen, and then I'll just snatch him at the right time. It takes a little skill that way, and you got to find out where he's transmitting at, you know, and we're transmitting, not him. We know where he's transmitting. When they're running split, you know. But it's fun like that, because usually I get them on the first or second try. But I've been hearing this guy from ZL6CCY lately from South Africa, and I say hi to him every now and then. Wow. He's got a webpage that's out of this world, and he's got a signal that's out of this world, and he's one of these guys with the audio set up there, you know, like an engineer, and antennas like you never seen before, you know. But he's been on lately on 40 meters about 7.156, I think, Jerry. Somewhere in that area.
TRM4DJC. Yes, I'm going to tell you what, most all the bands are that way now. I know the satellite stuff is the same way. They're just people hollering and screaming. They're working the same guys over and over and over again. And when they had the APRS ditch beater on board operating, I enjoyed that because you didn't have to worry about that mess. It was just you'd send them a message. It was a computerized type deal. I guess send them a message and you'd have to get on the radio hollering at somebody and don't receive one at a time. And you got these guys running handhelds and they don't run full duplexes, so they can't hear themselves. They don't know where they are on the band. And radios that they're using don't track the satellite frequencies like some of these higher end, like the 9700 does, and even 705 does it somewhat. But yeah, it's just a big mess, and I hope they get that APRS digipeter back working, because I did enjoy that. And I used to work with several guys. We'd actually have a conversation on it. It might be busy, but you know, we could get into it on handhelds and send messages, pre-programmed messages, just send back and forth, and it's just a lot of fun to do that. It took about. You didn't have to have some elaborate setup. Use that little handheld antenna and a handheld radio, and that was about it. And, of course, the sideband satellites, like the Russian, you know, I think it's RS-44, those are a lot more difficult to work. You got to have, two radios, or got to have something like a 9700 ICOM or something. Some of the A's used to do that. And it's a little more pleasant up there because you don't have you've got a wide bandwidth, you don't have, it's like having a repeater in space where you're just capturing one signal. The guy with kind of captures that repeater signal, that's basically it, and you can't hear anybody else. So I did that for a while. I worked about 100, I guess, and I got tired, just stopped doing it. But, because it was just, I'd put the same people over and over and over again.
A lot of fun. Jerry, Bernice says, I got to get over here at the table or I'm not going to get fed. So I'm going to let you go. Always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll catch you down the line. 73's Jerry. N4DJC and Gerald TR Clear.
Bernice, I don't want you to lose any weight or anything like that. So you need to keep up your strength. So be sure and have a nice afternoon lunch or early lunch or dessert or whatever you're doing. I'm sure it's going to be something good, whatever it is. Good talking to you. And I'll ask you again sometime soon. 73 NZRTRN4DJC.